An unusual lobbyist is visiting Washington, D.C. this week. Colombia's foreign minister was kidnapped and held for 6 years by leftist rebels in his country. He made a daring escape just a few months ago, and he's in Washington to ask Congress for more aid for the war on drugs. It's something he knows about intimately because his left-wing kidnappers were financed by the drug trade. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Fernando Araujo looks like your run-of-the-mill government official. He's thin, wears glasses, and speaks in halting English about free trade and economic development. But you could almost hear a pin drop when he addressed the Pro-Business Council of the Americas and talked about his years in captivity. He said the hardest moments were when the leftist FARC guerrillas who held him plotted attacks and he could do nothing to stop them.
Every time I heard the explosion of anti-personnel mine, I knew a Colombian soldier had been maimed or killed. I distinctly recall a time when the only thing left after an explosion was a shoe hanging off a tree. This happens every day in Colombia.
Araujo says he got to know some of the young people caught up in the rebel cause. He told the story of a 17-year-old who came to him on December 31st, happy to have survived another year.
He was killed on New Year's Eve during the operation that resulted in my escape. I saw a picture of his dead body a few days after.
Araujo says he agreed to be President Alvaro Uribe's foreign minister, to be the spokesman for, as he put it, the heroes and the victims in Colombia. And he says President Bush, on his recent trip to Colombia, showed strong support for the way his government is waging the war on drugs and on terrorism.
He suggests that we come to Washington and explain to the Democrats our point of view and to explain them what is happening in Colombia.
Congressman Jim McGovern, a Democrat of Massachusetts, knows a thing or two about what's happening in Colombia. He visited just a few weeks ago.
There's a lot that needs to be dealt with, not the least of which is this unfolding paramilitary scandal, which each and every day links members of the armed forces and members of the Colombian government to illegal paramilitaries. And so what President Bush should have said is that we're not going to continue to send you a blank check. We're not going to turn a blind eye in the face of serious human rights abuses, that human rights matters.
The U.S. has poured billions of dollars into the drug war in Colombia, and McGovern says it's time to change the focus.
I don't like this current ratio of 80% military and 20% social and economic investment. I think it should be the other way around.
And as for a free trade agreement, McGovern says it's in trouble. He wants to see it rewritten to support trade union activists in Colombia, dozens of whom were killed by paramilitaries and Colombian forces in the last year.
And it's not enough for the foreign minister, who I had a great meeting with and who I respect, to come up here and say we need it. We need to make it clear that we're not a cheap date, that when we say we care about human rights, we mean it.
The Colombian foreign minister met with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle before dropping by the State Department to hold talks with Condoleezza Rice. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.